BetSmart principles of punting success. Avoid backrunners. One of the best things you can do to increase your strike rate and betting profit is to avoid backing horses that will settle back in the field. I can't stress enough what a difference this one single rule will make to your betting results. When it comes to the selection side of punting, the single principle that transformed my results more than anything else was avoiding backrunners. It allowed me to go from being anywhere from a small winning punter to a small losing punter, depending on the period of time, to a clear and consistent winner. Decades of historical racing data and even my own betting records shows that it's extremely difficult to profit from horses that race back in the field, while those that race on the lead or just off are very profitable. Just some stats. In metro races, horses up to $10 in the market that race on the lead actually return a 20% profit on turnover on average. Horses that settled 3-4 return around minus 8%, which is close to the market average. And horses that settle off midfield in that mid-back type position return minus 17% profit on turnover, while those further back than 8th are closer to minus 25% profit on turnover. Remember that these aren't long shots. These are horses that are genuine chances in the market up to $10. Horses that race midfield or worse are much more subject to race pace, luck in running, and generally face a more difficult task to reach higher speeds for longer periods of time in order to make up ground and win. Horses up on the speed are making their own luck. They can be suited by a lack of pace and don't need to sprint anywhere near as fast to put themselves in the race and win. The end result is that your get-back type runners don't win anywhere near as often as their market price suggests, hence you end up with that significant negative profit on turnover. It doesn't matter what price group of horses you look at. For example, horses that are less than $3 in the market that settle first to fourth in the run, they've got a combined profit of about plus 4% without even considering any other additional form factors. Those further back than fourth have a combined loss of 18% on turnover. Now remember, that's from top winning chances less than $3 in the market. I will almost guarantee that if you analyze 100 plus of your own bets by settling position and group them along these lines, then the results will be similar to what I've just said or even worse. Of course, it's not possible to predict with 100% accuracy where a horse will settle, but you can at the very least avoid those horses you are confident will not settle up in around the first four in running. That by itself will immediately improve your profit. You could take it even further and adopt a principle where you'll specialize in backing on-pace horses that are well-credentialed with other factors. It does take discipline. When you like a horse, it's easy to talk yourself into reasons that it might be closer to the lead or that it's just worth taking the chance about where it'll settle. You'll pass what appear to be a number of good things and you'll see some of them win. But think about it like this. As punters in today's market, with plenty of choices to get good prices on our bets, we typically face a market disadvantage of around 7 to 8%. That's the negative edge we have to overcome in order to show a profit. The fact is that very few people can achieve that, turning that 7 to 8% around to show a profit. If that's the case, how much harder do you think it is to turn that edge around if you're playing in the part of the field where the negative edge you need to overcome is in that minus 17 to minus 25% range? What makes your insight so much better than everyone else shaping that betting market in the race that you're confident the market is making a mistake of at least 25 to 30% on the price of that horse? Because that's the type of error the market needs to be making to make those get-back horses profitable. The historical results show that and they can't be disputed. To win as a punter, you don't need to be the smartest on every race and you don't need to find every winner. It's okay to let winners go by and say, on my philosophy or approach, I couldn't have been on that winner. Successful punters understand that concept and they accept it. It's about knowing the circle of winners you'll find each week, month, year and playing them because you know they can help you to make a profit. You'll find with a percentage of your bets, the answer is easy. The horse will almost certainly be up on the lead or close to it. And in others, it will almost certainly be well back. Then there'll be a percentage where it's uncertain. There are no fixed rules here other than to use your best judgment based on the information you can collect about the map in the race, possible tactics of your horse, other horses, etc. If you have any doubt, then it's best to pass. There's more regret in betting and seeing your horse restrained back when you felt that that was probably likely to happen than just passing and watching it win. You have to come to terms with the concept that you can't make the right decision 100% of the time. None of us can. You have to learn to be okay with that and don't experience regret about things where you made the best decision you could at the time. Focus on what you can control and know that in the long run, you're playing with the percentages more heavily in your favor. The only thing that matters is the bets that you have. As long as they're actually good, you'll be successful. Missing a winner doesn't mean anything. There's thousands of races every year to find other opportunities. Just a couple of other pointers. Now, these days, with the benefit of experience and good racing intelligence, I'm more flexible and sometimes bend those rules. Now, that typically relates to days where there's a clear track bias. On days where the inside is off or other conditions mean that horses racing off the pace, peeling and swooping are benefiting, then I'll be more flexible and look to back horses I really like that are suited by that pattern. Typically, they're mid to wide drawn horses that settle midfield or just off. I still won't back clear back runners in average or larger size fields, and I don't like inside drawn horses in any scenario where the inside part of the track is off. When the inside is off, I hate backing on pace runners that are drawn inside barriers. Historically, they've proven very difficult to profit from. But whatever the track, wide drawn runners, they're going to race up near the lead are very good prospects. If you keep records of your bets, which you should, then it's worth spending time to look back at them by the position they settled in the run. If you have enough, then it will show the type of results I'm talking about, and that alone should give you the motivation to make a change. You can't totally avoid ending up on horses that settle in those negative positions. The unexpected can and does happen out of the barriers. However, your aim should be to minimize those bets as a percentage of your total and to be able to measure that from time to time. It's useful in your betting records to record where you think a horse will settle and where it actually does. For me, it's been an incredibly useful tool over many, many years. Remember, this does take discipline, but the percentages are undeniable. If you can implement strategies and decisions to reduce the number of horses you back that settle midfield or worse in the run, then over a large number of bets, your profits will increase significantly.